Mme Zulu has issued a statement outlining the vision for our movement and covering all aspects of the challenges that Zimbabweans are facing right now.
Does this movement have a name by now, Mr. Gumbo?
No, not yet. We have not established a name, but we thought that it was important that we issue out a blueprint, what we call BUILD, a blueprint which we think would give the Zimbabweans an opportunity to compare what the post 2014 ZANU-PF is doing and what we are doing, where the shortcomings are and what can be done about it. We want people to reflect on it. It's not a final blueprint for us. It's just an initial blueprint to open the eyes of Zimbabweans as to where we are going.
And many people are wondering, when is Mme Zulu going to launch a political party?
We'll announce or launch a party as soon as conditions are propitious.
If you may explain further, what conditions?
I was just saying that when we mount a political party like the one we envisaged, we needed to plan it properly. We can't just plan like some of our colleagues are doing. You are expelled from one party the following day. You say, I formed a party. We have not even looked at the grassroots. Our party is centered on the grassroots, on the people, ordinary people. And we must ensure that they understand where we are coming from and where we are going. That is why we issued this blueprint, because we want people to know where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are going.
But, Mr. Gumbo, are there some people who remained in ZANU-PF that are sympathetic to your cause?
Absolutely. There are many of them, especially this was revealed today after we issued out our document. There were many people who called to say, please, don't forget us. You know, we are together. We are on fire here. You can't say anything either against it or even to make some criticism and go scot-free. Once you say something that would appear to be negative, you are told you don't belong to ZANU-PF. So there are many people, really. Some are sending us messages, different kind of messages, telling us what is happening in ZANU-PF, the contradictions that are there. So they are just waiting for us to launch. Once we launch, there will be many people who cross the floor.